I welcome you with all my heart, and it's good to be with you once again. Many of you are waiting for me to say something, to talk, to give a lecture, to give a speech. Always remember, the highest teaching in the world is silence. We learn to shut up, to keep still, to stop talking. Remember, when you talk, you spoil the truth from your heart that wants to express itself. When you come just to hear me talk, the same thing happens to an extent. When you come to satsang, being in satsang is the thing. It has nothing to do with lectures or speeches or preachings or anything else. These things are secondary. Just to be here, to keep still, to keep silent. This is where things happen. There is no human being, so-called, who has ever become liberated, so-called, it has said a lot. It has had a lot to say. It is when you forget yourself completely and you let go of all of your preconceived ideas, your concepts, when you forget all about your past life prior to coming here, that things begin to happen. Remember, those of you who are struggling along, finding problems, this is because you do not become still enough. When you can become still enough, your problems will vanish. There will be no problem. There will be nobody to feel a problem. There will be nothing. There will be peace and happiness. When most of you speak about your problems, you speak about other people, you speak about places and things. You just talk, talk, and talk. Talking is the only problem you've got. Of course, talking comes from the mind. It is the mind that does the talking. The worst things that come from your lips and your lungs and your talking apparatus. But it is the mind that keeps the chatting up. If you can only remember that I am with you always. When I say I am with you always, I'm not referring to Robert. I'm referring to I am. I am is with you always. Loving you, protecting you, taking care of you, leading you. I am is consciousness. I am is absolute reality. I am is pure awareness. And that is always with you. How can it not be? For after all, you only exist because I am exists. We may call I am God if you desire. The only reason you seem to appear is because God appears as eternity, as omnipresence, which is really yourself. You are that. There is no God or I am apart from you. You are a wonderful being, a pure being, a spiritual being, a God-like being. Yet what do you think of yourself? You worry, you fear, you think you have problems, What kind of problems can God ever have? The appearance may be there, but to whom does the appearance come? Many people do not understand this path, think we have no compassion, no love, no understanding of what's really going on. It's just the opposite. What do you think is really going on? What the senses tell you? That there's man and humanity to man, an AIDS epidemic, wars, earthquakes. Is this what you identify with? The only life you're ever going to have is the life that you identify with. So we are told since the beginning of time by great spiritual masters to lift up your eyes to the mountaintop to see that which is real, to behold Brahman, to behold the reality, the truth, that which is. Yet most people on this earth refuse to do this. They identify with personal place and thing, and then wonder why they suffer. You have to learn to let go, to be still, to have faith, to trust. Do not be concerned about this world. The power that grows the oranges on the orange tree takes care of this world. The power that knows the way, knows how to maintain and sustain this world. And since you appear to be part of this world, your needs will always be met from within. This is the truth. You may be saying to yourself, well, there are many times my needs have not been met from within. I've suffered, I've gone through this experience and that experience. Yet who is it who has gone through these experiences? Not you. You are the one. You are the life, the love, the joy, the bliss. You have never suffered. Yet you feel something has been suffering. And you call this me. Some of you may think back to the past, to times when you've suffered, you've had hard times, when things appear to be wrong. You have to separate the two. There's the one who suffers, which is an illusion, which doesn't exist, and there's the reality. The question is, whom will you follow this day? With what will you identify? The choice is yours. It's up to you. You have all the power you need. You have everything you need within you. There's nothing in this outside world that can change things or help you. Never look to the external world for relief. You will find temporary relief in this world. But the problem will come back in another way. learn to turn within always. Whenever something happens in your life, do not keep looking at the situation and telling everybody how bad things are so they can feel sorry for you. Rather, immediately turn within and inquire, to whom does this come? Who is going through this experience? Who's feeling this? It is only the I thought. The mind is really the I thought. That's all the mind is. It's a thought called I. The first pronoun. This I has to be investigated. This I has to be scrutinized. And you will begin to understand that only the I suffers, only the I appears to have problems, only the I goes through experiences. But you must ask yourself, is this I me? Am I this I? Always ask yourself. In the last analysis, you cannot find the answers in books or from other people. You are the answer. You are the answer. What is the question? There is no question. Subsequently, there's no answer. When you're looking for an answer to the mysteries of life, there has to be a question. If there's no question, you do not need an answer. Therefore, look at yourself and ask yourself, who asked the question? Say to yourself, there's something within me that knows everything. And that is all-pervading Brahman. Pure awareness. There's no question. There's no answer. There's only that. And you are that. It's so beautiful when you understand this. It's so grand. So peaceful. So joyous. To understand I am God. Not the body is God. I am is God. I am that is God. Is Brahman, is absolute reality. Why not just identify with this and forget the whole thing? Why go through all these stages? You talk about stages. This stage and that stage and every stage. Why think about stages? Why think about grades? and keep identifying with the level of understanding that you're at. Forget all these things. These are the things that keep you back. These are the things that keep you back. Thinking at this level or that level, comparing yourself to other human beings, so to speak, comparing yourself to people, talking about what stage they're at, whether they're enlightened or whether they're idiots. What difference does this make to you? You will gravitate where you're supposed to be. As you stop reacting to person, place, and thing, as you stop judging, as you stop bothering people, as you stop asking questions, everything will unfold at a fast rate of speed. You will find that you're already free. So to be liberated, you just have to know that you're already liberated. And you know that you're already liberated when you have an empty mind. When there are no thoughts going on in your mind, when there are no questions going on in your mind, when you're not looking for answers, when you stop looking for anything, you no longer care about looking, searching, seeking. You become the epitome of compassion, of love. Everything happens by itself. This is one thing you should never forget. Everything happens by itself. You begin with the truth that you are absolute Brahman, the only reality, Nirvana. This is where you begin, by knowing the ultimate truth about yourself. And then everything will take care of itself. But if you begin by trying to resolve your problems, by thinking if I win the lotto, I'll be able to sit in silence and nothing will bother me. On the contrary, if you're disturbed in your mind now, if you ever won the lotto, you wouldn't be able to sit still for a moment. The mind will be going 1,000 times a second. People always imagine if they were somewhere else or that they had something else, things would be different. Things will never be different because your mind is going on the same way it always has gone on. Only the conditions change. And the conditions appear to be at the level where you are in your mind. So if you feel fear, if you had $10 million, you would be 10 times fearful, 1,000 times fearful. Because you'd be feeling the fear that somebody's trying to kill you to take your money. Whatever you feel, as your humanhood increases, those feelings will be magnified 1,000 degrees. So forget about all these things and dive within yourself, where the reality subsides. The reality subsides because you keep thinking and thinking and thinking about your body, person, place, and thing. But if you dive deep inside, the reality will never subside. You will become that yourself. Stop searching. Stop looking. Try to understand to an extent that you are the one. There's nowhere you have to go. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to change. There's no one has to come into your life or no one to go out of your life. Everything is right just the way it is. Why is everything right just the way it is? Due to the fact that you are all pervasive. You are omnipresent. So how can anything be changed? Whom will change whom? What will change what? It's like trying to change a dream. You can't change a dream. Only when you find out you're dreaming will you awaken. It's the same thing with your life now. When you finally understand that you are not the body or the mind or the phenomena of the world, you are not the doer, you will awaken. Take a look at your life. Think of the worries and fears and things you go on with every day. Some of you. How are you trying to straighten things out? Are you trying to make things right? There's no need for you to do this. Things are already right. Things are already straightened out. Things are just the way they're supposed to be. Your job is to completely surrender. Surrender everything. Surrendering is another way to quiet the mind. When you begin mentally to give things up, you'll notice your mind becomes quieter and quieter. The mind stops fighting, stops arguing, stops needing, wanting. Feel the presence. Feel the presence. Feel the presence. Feel the bliss. Feel the bliss. Feel the bliss. feel the peace. Feel the peace. Feel the peace. Feel the happiness. Feel the happiness. Feel the happiness. With your respiration, inhale, slowly say to yourself, who am I? Before you exhale, say to yourself, I am consciousness. Exhale with the feeling I am not the body. Who am I? Inhale. I am consciousness, exhale, I am not the body. Begin to do this. It is that time again to play Stump the Guru. Probably these are kinds of things. The stumpers. One.
I made a decision to go 100% for awakening. I was something when I found that everything is the same. I can't make that out. And I haven't trumped at all. Please explain what to do.
Well, by making a decision like this, that you're going 100% for awakening, meaning that you're 100% screwed up. Because after all, you are awake. So when you go to 100% awakening, it means you're 100% fouled up, there's something wrong. Because you have to go for 100% awakening. You don't have to go for 100% awakening. You are already awake. What you have to really do is to know it and let go of everything and stop complaining. We always look at time and space as if things have to be done now. And truth is only now. But from where you're coming from, the person who has this question, try to remember it's taken you so many incarnations to be where you are now. It may have taken you 50 million incarnations to be where you are now. Therefore, do not think that I'm going for 100% awakening and something's keeping me back. What you have to do is to gently let go of those thoughts. Let go of those beliefs. Let go of wanting and needing to be awakened. Forget about percentages. Forget about everything. Just live in the moment. Live in the now. Live in the present. Do not be concerned about awakening at all. If you just quiet your mind by any method you can, then everything will take care of itself. It's like saying, I'm going for 100% to be a brain surgeon. And you have to study, you have to go to school for a long time, you have to practice, you have to do all kinds of things before you become a brain surgeon. And even when you become a brain surgeon, doesn't mean you're going to be the best brain surgeon or the worst brain surgeon. But when you try to awaken, it's different. Since awakening is your real nature, this is what you really are. There's no one, in other words, who has to be awakened. There's nobody who has to be awakened. Stop living the mortal dream. Empty yourself out. Start being happy, joyous. By realizing you are Brahman, you are pure awareness. Have no goals. Have no limits. It's all happening right here and right now, in this moment. See it, feel it. and so let it happen. You're already free. Next case.
Robert, how can I become more loving?
By understanding who you are. By realizing you're not the person who is not loving. That person does not exist. By realizing you are God, your real nature is God. And God is all love. The one you're referring to that is not loving does not exist. Do not feed that person energy. You're feeding a non-entity energy. Do not do this. Love is your real nature. Love is what you really are. Get rid of the other by not giving it power, by thinking about it, by not responding to it, by not looking at it as a real person. Lift up your eyes. Stand up tall. Know who you really are. And you will see that you already love. Next case.
Robert, how do we know if we are doing spiritual progress?
You will know. You will find yourself becoming more peaceful. You will find yourself not reacting to things any longer. The things that used to disturb you, make you angry, upset you, will not be any longer. It will not matter where you are, what you're doing. You will be peaceful. You will be happy. It will happen by itself. You will see it. It will not try to remove anything from you. Simply change your mind. Change your mind from a thinking mind to a non-thinking mind. Try to be still, quiet. When your mind gives you thoughts, inquire to whom do they come. And realize you are thought-free. You are no mind. You are nirvana, the ultimate reality. Identify only with the higher things. Next.
Robert, are siddhas a good sign, or is it better to ignore them?
Siddhas keep you from becoming enlightened. Siddhas actually keep you back. Some people, because of past lives and past experiences, as they progress on this path, they develop certain siddhas. You can perhaps read the future, look into the past, be able to do astrology, the I Ching, become a master of occult powers. In the Upanishads, it clearly states, occult powers will keep you back for thousands of incarnations. Do not rest on siddhas. Leave the siddhas alone. Go beyond them. Go beyond everything. Until there's no one left who will do siddhas. To do siddhas has to be an entity. There has to be a person to experience these siddhas. In Advaita Vedanta, the person becomes obliterated. Therefore, for whom are their siddhas? So when you see a person with great siddhas, realize that person has a mind. His or her mind is still working. they will not be free. Only when you give it all up and you destroy the ego, the personality, do you become omnipresent? If you are everything, what in this is? Forget about this.
Why do spiritual groups always seem to turn into cults and teachers into cult leaders?
Ask yourself. Where does this happen? To whom does it happen? Remember, every religion in the world began as a cult. What do you call a cult? Christianity? Judaism? Islam? Everything began as a cult. Whether it was a teacher, whether the teacher was Jesus or Muhammad or Moses or Abraham. And this teacher has followers. And it went against the modern way of doing things in those days. Against the system. So they were considered a cult. So why does this disturb you? Know yourself. Go within yourself. Be yourself. Find yourself. And then see if you'll be disturbed by cults. What have you got to do with cults? Leave all the cults alone. Leave everything alone. Work on yourself. You will not have time to look about cults. The person is always practicing sadhana, always thinking of the highest, has no time to think about things like this. If your mind is always in your heart, and you're always peaceful and happy, always looking at the highest, trying to realize that you are Brahman, that you are the absolute reality, where will this question come from? How will a question like this get into your mind? You have nothing to do with cults. You are freedom. What are you writing, Mary?
I just thought of a question. Sorry.
So you want to stump the guru, huh?
I want to stump the guru. Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, Robert, you mentioned something about only 80% of the people who start the spiritual path. Only 80% leave the spiritual path, and only about 20% continue, and there's only very few out of that that go on with it. And I just wanted you to maybe elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, on this particular plane of existence, approximately 80% of the people who pursue spiritual life drop out. Why? Because they become disillusioned. They want something to happen today, this week, right now. They don't understand that while they're on a spiritual path, a real spiritual path, things may appear to become progressively worse first. For all the karmas are coming up and being destroyed. So you feel this, you experience this. But all the great spiritual books tell us not to pay attention to this, not to respond to this, to just let go and let whatever happens happen. And the example I give is when you're building a new building, the old has to be destroyed. So here comes those big iron balls breaking down all the old structures, destroying everything that it sees. And if you look, you'll say, where is destruction going on? If they didn't want to build anything new, they would have left it alone. So destruction is there in the beginning. Then it's all cleared away, it's swept away. And a beautiful new edifice is built. And so it is in your life. When you get in the real spiritual path, everything comes up at a fast rate of speed. Things may seem very bad, terrible, to some people. It doesn't happen to everybody. It is because you are accelerating your karma. It's all coming out of you. It's all being totally dissolved. And then if you hold on, become still and quiet, and do not react to these things, all of a sudden you will start feeling a profound peace, a profound happiness, a profound joy. You'll finally feel freedom. But this is not explained in most teachings. This is the reason why 80% of the people usually drop away. What do you think of that now?
I think that's very good. That answers a lot of questions.
Anyone have anything else to say?
Robert, what is the purpose of budgets?
The purpose of budgets? You're trying to balance the economy?
It means bhajan.
Oh, bhajan?
Yeah.
Is that budgets?
Bhajan.
Bhajans.
Yeah.
Kirtan. Singing. It makes the mind one-pointed. It causes the mind to become still. You know yourself when you chant a lot. You become peaceful, you become still, you become quiet. So this is the purpose. To make you one-pointed. To prepare you for what's going on. Bhajan is good. Kirtan is good.
So when we have an opportunity to do it, we should do it.
Of course. Yes. This will be just Saturday, about 2 hours of it. Everybody feels so happy, so blissful. These things have been known for thousands of years. Chanting, singing. Takes you away from the everyday experiences. Lifts you up. It's good for you. Good for the soul. Yes.
Well, I would just want to, I know there's no techniques, but if there is some way that I can be aware of not my thoughts.
Of course. I've been telling you this for years, Nate. And quiet, a hundred of these thoughts come. That's what you've got to do. So simple. To whom do these thoughts come? Who's thinking this? Who has this problem? I do, or who am I? It's a simple technique, and it works. By realizing the I is a thought that is not you, and by inquiring who am I, and following the I thought to the heart, the I thought dissolves and you become free. But you have to do it. This is the greatest psychotherapy that's ever been invented. Whenever something disturbs you, ask, to whom does it come? Who's feeling this? I am. What is the source of this I that's feeling this? In other words, you're saying you're not feeling this, the I is feeling this. The I feels this, not you. Nate is the I. Your thoughts are the I. The I has to go. And by inquiring, who am I, what's the source of the I will become weaker and weaker and weaker until it disappears.
I or the thoughts are very powerful. They just seem to take over even when I do inquire.
At that time, observe, become the witness, watch. Try never to react to those feelings or those emotions. Do whatever you have to do. Ask from where do they come? Where do the thoughts come from? Or becomes a witness to the thoughts by keeping still and watching the thoughts disturb you. If that doesn't work, take a cold shower. Seriously, take a cold shower. It changes the molecular structure in your mind, in your brain, in your neck, and you feel better. Ice cold shower will do it all the time. It's time for Prasad.
Can I read the announcement first?
Oh, announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah, announcement.
Sorry. Hold off on
your
Prasad 1 minute.